Welcome to these Bible lessons on the Old Testament. In these lessons, we'll cover God's magnificent creation of all the world, including the creation of man, the crown of God's creation. We'll follow with the sad fall of man in paradise and the consequences this brought to the world. In the continuing lessons, we'll teach how God visits men with the revelation of His covenant of grace. When we travel together through the entire Old Testament, we see God visiting His nation of Israel with revelations of this covenant of grace, pointing constantly to the coming Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. We hope these lessons are a blessing to you. Thank you.
Welcome to our learning series on Old Testament Bible history. Do you know any Bible stories from the Old Testament? If you do, these will be the stories that happened before the Lord Jesus was born. If you are watching this video, then you're probably wondering, why is the Old Testament important for me? Why should the Old Testament matter to me? What is its usefulness for my life today? That's a really good question. And in order for us to understand the Old Testament and to be able to answer that question, we need to know what the message is from God in the Old Testament. We need to know what God's purpose is for including those stories. It's only then that we can answer how it applies to us. And so let's meet a few people from the Old Testament in the next few minutes, and let's go on a journey through the Old Testament, both today in this lesson and also in this entire course. Let's take a look at a few characters then from the Old Testament. In our lessons together, we're going to meet the richest man who ever lived. He had thousands of cattle and oxen and donkeys and sheep. He was so rich, there was nobody else like him. And in one day, he lost all of his great possessions. He also lost all of his children. And the Bible tells us that this man had a secret, and in all these things, this man did not curse God. What was his secret? We're going to meet a young girl who was orphaned, and she found herself in a beauty contest that she won. She became the queen of Persia as a result of winning this contest, and she became the queen at just the right time in order to save her people from being murdered. Next, we're going to meet a disobedient preacher. God said to go one way, and he said, I'm going a different way. God had to send a great big fish in order to swallow him up, where he stayed for 3 days and three nights. When God eventually had the fish spit him out onto dry land, then the preacher got upset at God when the people that he was supposed to preach to actually listened to his message. We're also going to meet a young boy who was bullied by his brothers. They hated him. They tried to kill him. They threw him into a pit. Then they sold him to some slave traders who took him off to a far country. It was there where he was then thrown into prison and forgotten about for many years. But the Lord never forgot about him. In fact, this young boy grew up to become the prime minister of Egypt, and he saved an entire nation from starvation. We're going to meet the most famous songwriter who ever lived, whose songs have been translated into hundreds of languages. We're also going to meet a harp-playing shepherd boy who went into battle armed only with a slingshot. He defeated a giant enemy, and he became the king of the nation after that. We're going to meet a really strong man, one of the strongest men who ever lived. There were no ropes or chains that could tie him up that he couldn't break. At the end of his life, he actually pushed over an entire building with his bare hands. We're also going to meet a young boy who was captured and brought off to a very far country. And when his captors recognized that he was very smart and very wise, they gave him the best teachers and they gave him the best food. But as this teenager realized that his captors did not serve the same God he served, he refused it all. And God took care of him. God took care of him when he was thrown into a den of lions. God took care of his friends when they were thrown into fire. We're also going to meet another young woman who left her own country. She went into a foreign country. She went into a completely different culture. She hardly had any food, and God took care of her because she left her original country and she went to this new country because she heard about the God that they served in this new country, and she wanted to serve him too. What did she learn about God that made her want to leave and go to a completely different country? We're going to meet a queen who made nobody happy when she was alive, and she made nobody sad when she died. We're going to meet an old lady as well who had a jug of cooking oil, and that jug of cooking oil never ran out. Her secret was that she loved the Lord. And there's another man that we're going to meet fairly soon. And this man went on a journey. He had no idea where that journey was going to end, but he went on that journey because God came to him in a dream and told him, "I promise you, I will show you the land where you're supposed to live. And I will give that land to you and to your family that comes after you." This man believed God, and so he went on this journey. Those are a few of the people that we're going to meet in our lessons together. So, a question for you. Have you ever solved a jigsaw puzzle? If so, you probably know that you've got to do it one piece at a time. And if you need some help, you look at the picture on the box that came with the puzzle. The normal way to solve a jigsaw puzzle is to begin with the border and complete all the outside pieces, and then begin to work on the inside. And as you work on the inside, you put all those pieces in little groups that belong together. Maybe it's a red barn or a blue car or belongs to clouds in the sky. And all of these little groups together later on can be formed into bigger groups. And finally, you are just left with the gaps that you fill in piece by piece. And it's only when that puzzle is complete is the final picture clear. Well, did you know that it is kind of like that with the Old Testament Bible stories? Every one of these Old Testament Bible stories is a little group of pieces. They form a story on their own. But when we put all of these Old Testament Bible stories together, it forms a larger picture. Well, every single one of these little Old Testament Bible stories tells us about God. And the final picture is really God's story about himself. And that picture is complete when the Lord Jesus is born. For it's only when the Lord Jesus is born that we can really see who God is. And so it is only by looking at the Lord Jesus that we can fully understand the kindness of God. It's only by looking at the Lord Jesus that we can fully understand the compassion of God. It's only by looking at the Lord Jesus that we can understand God's justice. It's only by looking at the Lord Jesus that we can understand the love of God. And it's only by looking at the Lord Jesus that we can understand God's mercy. And so in these lessons together, I would like to outline for you how they should go. After beginning with a brief introduction where I will have some questions for you, I will then move into telling the Bible story itself that we're concerned about with in that lesson. And following that, then we would like to connect that Bible story to the big picture. And there's two ways in which we would like to do that. First, we would like to look at what does God tell us about himself through this story, and what does God tell us about what he does in this story. So two things that we'll try to pull out of each of these Bible stories, and that is, who is God, and what does God do? So try to look for those in each of the Bible stories that we are going to look at in the future. some practical encouragements for you as you go through these lessons is that you should look at these Old Testament stories as real history that happened to real people, and where every single detail in these stories is there for a reason. Also, look for some lessons that you can apply to your own life, because those lessons are there. Although the Bible is not, in the first place, a manual for us on how to live a good life. Next, look at the Bible and believe that it is inspired by God. Inspired means that the Holy Spirit has influenced holy men in the past to write down these Bible stories and to pass them on. Because it is inspired by God, it means that the Bible is then mistake-free. It's completely dependable. You can rely on it. There is nothing about it that we should doubt. Before going through one of these lessons, pray before you watch it and listen to it. Pray that you would receive a new heart, and pray that you would be able to see the connection between the Old Testament Bible story and between God's salvation of His church. It is my hope and prayer that I would be given the wisdom to clearly explain it for you, and that you would be able to understand these lessons. So see these stories not only as a story on its own, but as a small group of puzzle pieces that forms part of a larger picture that is God's story about Himself. See also then the goodness of God in sending His Son to us so that all those who believe on Him and repent for their sins would receive eternal life. That brings us to the end of our introduction video. And in our next lesson together, we're going to look at God's almighty work of creation.